Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. In the studio with moi is Joy Hoyer of Girls on the Run of the Sierras. Joy, welcome
back. Hi, thank you.
Good to have you. Well, we're going to get to the event in a second because you have a really exciting first annual thing that you're kicking off.
Yes.
But let's talk about, since we last spoke, I don't know how long it's been, a year or something like that?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe a little less, but yeah. Nonetheless, Girls on the Run of the Sierras, give us the lowdown. How have things been going? What is kind of the overall mission of the organization? That sort of thing.
We are having an amazing year. Girls on the Run's mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident while creatively integrating physical activity. Notice I didn't say running. I said physical activity. If they're runners, yes. If they're runners, great. If they walk, awesome. If they skip, if they hop, we just want to keep the girls in our community moving. We are for elementary and middle school girls. Our fall program is actually kicking off next Tuesday. Yeah, okay. September 4th. So if you're interested in finding out what schools our program will be running, you can visit our website, girlsontherunsierras.org. We have about 25 teams across Reno and Sparks, which is really amazing.
Wow.
So we'll have 200, 250 girls in our program this fall. So everything's going really great. We will kick off our program with a celebration 5K in November. So I'll come back and talk to you about that. But that'll be cool. November 18th at UNR. That's when we're going to celebrate all the accomplishments of our girls for this season.
Right. I think that's the last time I actually had you in last November to talk about that. Cool. So, 250 girls.
Yeah.
How long has this been around, actually?
So we've been in Reno for 6 years.
Okay.
We started at the lake 11 years ago.
Right.
So 6 years, but still people are still a little, they don't know about us. If you don't have a daughter in elementary or middle school, you probably don't know about the program.
Okay.
But we're always looking for coaches. We're always looking for advocates. We're always looking for volunteers to help spread the word about what we're doing. Last year in 2017, we served 512 girls in our area.
Wow.
So we're on pace to beat that for 2018. And my goal is in 5 years, I want to be serving 1,000 girls a year. So,
okay.
Yeah. So we're trying to get the word out, trying to raise some money, get some interest.
That's not out of the realm of possibility, though. 1,000?
Totally,
especially
no.
Especially how much you've grown over,
right.
What, 6 years?
Yeah.
That's
we started with 14 girls.
Yeah.
So,
by those odds, you're doing pretty dang well. You're
yes.
on track.
Yes,
all
for
right.
sure.
So, yeah, speaking of advocates and coaches, I mean, you're always looking for volunteers? Or they always have to be, like, a part of the school district?
No.
PE teachers, what have you?
That's the beauty. You
okay.
do not have to be a parent. You do not have to be in the school system. You might not have ever worked with youth before. We will background check all of our coaches. We will train all of our coaches. So, I'm not a parent. I had never dealt with girls that young. It's phenomenal because it's so rewarding. What you get is way more than you give, and it's just fantastic to watch them grow and change and morph into these like smart little ladies. And I think anyone should think about becoming a coach or becoming one of our volunteers. We also like dudes. We can have male coaches.
Yeah.
We have two male board members of our board of nine. We have two male board members because it's very important for our girls to see positive female role models and positive male role models.
For sure.
Yep.
All right. So speaking of that physical activity, what kinds of activities are we talking about?
So each lesson is 90 minutes.
Okay.
So what they do is they will learn a lesson on, let's say, balance and how you can have balance in your life. And then they will go out to their field or their track at their school, wherever they're going to be outside, and they will do physical activity. They might run laps. They might skip laps. They might do zigzag races. They may do relay races. The whole while they're exercising, they're coming back to the theme of balance. They're coming back to the theme of the day. But they're also out there building up their stamina so that they can participate and finish in a 5K.
Nice.
I've never run a 5K.
Neither have I.
No. And when they figure out it's 3.1 miles, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment for our girls, you know, 8 to 12,
yeah,
13
years old.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not at an age necessarily.
No. And we never time anything. We're a mastery program. program. So I don't care if it takes you 26 minutes or if it takes you an hour and a half. Just finish and be proud that you were able to finish.
Precisely. Very cool. Well, how can people find out more about the organization as a whole?
Yes. GirlsOnTheRunSierras.org. Okay. You can also find us on Facebook or Instagram. We have amazing pictures on Instagram of our little girls in the schools we visit. So.
Beautiful. And actually, you just reminded me. So you get girls kind of, well, they're young, elementary, middle school. Do you kind of, if the girl is a part of a program, do they kind of stick with it until they kind of age out of it? Are they allowed to? Or
they are. So okay. If someone starts in third grade, they can do third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade.
Right on.
The lessons, the themes, balance, choices and consequences, healthy eating habits, those themes will stay the same every year, but how we deliver the program is different.
Okay.
So they're not going to get burnt out. They're not going to say, oh, I know what we did. We did this exact same thing last year. Nope. It will be a different delivery.
Keep it fresh for depending on the age group.
Exactly.
And I mean, Lord knows those are lessons that you could definitely be need refreshers.
Oh my gosh. Every time
year.
I teach a lesson, I go back to my girlfriends and I'm like, this is a lesson on balance. We don't do this.
Yeah.
We don't do this to
Adults
ourselves.
Adults could use help with this stuff.
Yeah, we forget. So yeah, one of our coaches was like, is this Girls on the Run or Women on the Run? Because all these lessons really could resonate with.
Kind of teaching yourself as you go along.
Exactly. Just reminders. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah. Speaking of the event I sort of foreshadowed earlier, the Reno Running Fest
yes.
is what it's called.
Yes.
And it's the first annual
yes.
fundraiser for you guys?
Fundraiser for us. So
okay.
Race 178, our good partners here in town, they are hosting Reno Running Fest. It's September 8th and 9th. On the 8th, it's there's a big movement across the country to bring back the mile.
Okay.
You know, I can do a mile. 3.1's a little much, but I can do a mile.
Right.
So it's hashtag bring back the mile.
Okay.
So Race 178 is going to have the Reno Mile on Saturday, the 8th of September. They're going to have a timed heat, an age group heat, fun run, run with your dog, just walk with your family. They've got several different miles that you can participate in. It's going to be on Virginia Street. And this is what blew my mind. From the Pioneer Theater down Virginia to the Clown at Circus Circus and back is the mile.
Really?
Right?
That doesn't feel like it.
No.
Would be.
So everybody should be able to do that.
Yeah, it's
right?
easy peasy.
Yeah. So that's what's going to be on Saturday. We're helping out with that, and a part of the proceeds from the mile event will come back to Girls on the Run to support our local girls. They're also on Sunday doing the 6th annual 10 mile and relay. And then also this is the 50th annual journal jog.
Okay.
On Sunday, there's for long distance runners and who want a little bit more than just a mile.
Right.
Sunday's the day for them. But we will benefit. Girls on the Run Sierras will benefit from the mile event on Saturday, the 8th.
Okay, very cool. And then any other than the run, is there any other things that are planned for the Reno Running Fest as far as, I don't know, booths or?
They will. Like they'll have vendor booths.
Oh, cool.
You can register up until next Wednesday, which is September 5th.
Okay.
There will not be day of registration for either the mile event. Or the races on Sunday. So
and
you do
looking
have to register.
For any and all, I would think.
Yeah.
Like artists, artisans, what
all
have
of it.
You.
Okay. All of it.
Well, anybody
yep.
might be listening, definitely lend your work.
Yeah, they do great work. And I know that they're combining, you know, it's a weekend, it's a lot of running, but it's a fun, different, new concept. So.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Well, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Any other, so this is new for you, any other new things on the horizon that you're thinking of, even if they're not cemented?
Well,
fundraiser-wise or what
We always have, we had our first year breakfast this year. We had our Limitless Potential Breakfast because our vision is that we envision a world where every girl knows and activates her limitless potential. So hence the Limitless Potential Breakfast.
Nice.
That happened in April. Huge success.
Really?
I could not have envisioned the day any better.
Right.
So we'll have our second annual fundraising breakfast next April. I'll come talk to you about that as that gets closer.
Cool.
We had Danielle Musselman was our speaker this year.
Right.
She's
on.
So rad.
Oh, I've had her in the studio and you just let her go.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to do any work when she's in the studio.
She is so rad.
Yeah.
And so we're real excited that she set the stage and speaks to everything that we're trying to teach our girls. Confidence, compassion, care, stand up for yourself, all of those attributes. We had one of our alumni girls come tell her story, which is she has had a tough life, and she's 17 and she's had a really tough life, and she brought the room to tears because she shared. She was very vulnerable and told her story, but she said she had the courage to continue to do all these great things and tell her story. She's at UNR. She just started as a freshman at UNR, all because of Girls on the Run, because people believed in her outside of her family, which is what we want. We want to show little girls that, you know, your family situation may not be ideal all the time, but there are people in the community that you may not even know will believe in you if you just seek them out and let them help you. So, So April, we'll have that fundraising breakfast. Our spring program again. It's just sort of like Groundhog's Day, but it's amazing.
Yeah,
we're very busy, and it's a great thing.
No, it's a good thing to be busy.
Especially
with this kind of work.
Yes.
Cool. Well, let's kind of reiterate Reno Running Fest, where and when. How can people maybe register for events or what have you?
You can visit race178.com. And they have the registration for the Reno Running Fest up there. Again, you have to register by Wednesday, September 5th.
Right.
The mile is on Saturday. And then the 10-miler and relay and the journal jog is on Sunday. I know they're going to do packet pickup on Friday. They always do a great job. They put on a good show. So there'll be vendor booths. This is very family friendly also. Family friendly. It also says on here, if you you can run with your crowd friendly pooch on a leash, because they're having just a dog eat.
Nice.
So if you want to run with your dog.
I mean, why wouldn't you just go and watch? Because that's going to be great.
Right. I have a pug.
Yeah.
So he will not be running with me. I would have to be carrying him while I'm running, and I'm not dedicated enough to do that. But I think it will be very cool. And I like that they have their age group heats, and then they have their family heat. So that is come with your stroller, come with your family, come with your kiddos. You know, it's just see what you can do. Their whole thought behind this is also do your best in the mile and then come back next year and try to beat the time that you did this year.
Exactly.
We all had to run miles in school in PE. We can do that. And again, from Pioneer Theater to the Clown at Circus and back.
Yeah.
I mean,
People do that in an, you know.
Right.
In
we
afternoon.
Walk that back and forth on any festival in Virginia,
exactly,
on Virginia Street, right? So.
All right. Well, then there we go. Yeah. And then if you just want to give information about Girls on the Run, at least website and stuff like that.
Yep. GirlsOnTheRunSierras.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Come check us out. We have any questions. You have any fundraising ideas? You have any questions about being a coach or where the schools were listed? Please reach out to us.
There we go. Joy Hoyer, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ian.
Mm-hmm.